الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين والرحمة المهداة على آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أحبتي في الله، في مسجد الشاه جلال حياكم الله في هذا اليوم Dear brothers, ancestors in Mo'iden in London, United Kingdom, I find it a good opportunity for me to be amongst you to expose my pleasure to you and to ask Allah Ta'ala, as He gathered us here in this place just for the sake of His face, to gather us back again in the hereafter in Jannat al-Firdaus, along with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the other رسولا منه. What is the duty of this messenger that Allah letterate the Arabs? What is his duty? Allah Ta'ala said, يتلو عليهم آيات. He recites the ayat of Allah amongst them to make them hear. And once they hear that, most of them accepted Islam because they understood exactly what it means. يتلو عليهم آياتي ويزكيهم, and he purifies them by guiding them to everything good, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided his ummah to everything good. There was nothing of goodness that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missed to guide them. Nothing until the day of resurrection. You cannot find anything that may be good in the east or the west or the north or the, except that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guided the ummah to. And there is no evil except that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned them against. Whether it is something of what was in his time or what is coming in the future. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly or indirectly has guided them to the truth, to the goodness, and warned them against the false and the evil. And that's why he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, which is agreed upon on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhuma, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسَةِ أَرْكَانِ. This Islam is established on five pillars. Every construction, every building must have pillars. And once this pillar, or one of them, if one of these pillars collapsed, yes, the whole building would not be collapsed, but it would be tilted from one side, which would be considered dangerous. And it may collapse soon. He sallam said, "Buni al-Islamu ala khamsati arkan." When we say pillars, what does that mean? It means something that you cannot miss. If you miss, it's a big problem. شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. Witnessing or testifying that there is no one worthy of worship or deserves to be worshipped or has the right to be worshipped but Allah alone. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ and that Muhammad is Allah. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الصَّوْمِ رَمَضَانَ وَحَجِّ بَيْتِ اللَّهِ لِمَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Talk about these five pillars and see how is our understanding to them. And let the talk be between us. Yani, it's not only me I talk, but I want you also to bring what you have. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Is it anybody say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله be considered Muslim? Let me hear from you, brothers. Is it anybody say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله be considered Muslim? Yes. Yes. Yes.
If you have the internet.
No?
Yes.
Wow, one no. Let me see one for why it's different.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me why.
On the time he has
accident?
La ilaha illallah. But
and have
maybe he don't.
So it's not anyone. Not anyone just say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is Muslim. No. He must believe in it. He must have the belief. There are conditions for it. Not anybody come and say, Ya Ikhwan, I am from amongst you because I say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Say, Akhi, but you don't pray, not at all. Where are you? We never saw you in the masjid. Now, let's assume now, someone from the neighborhood of the masjid come to the Imam and he say, Sheikh, my brother or our neighbor passed away and we want to do janazah salah for him. Say, who is he? He says, so-and-so. Who's so-and-so? The Imam comes back to the masjid, you know so-and-so? You know. How long have you been here? Maybe here about 20 years ago. 20 years. His neighbor, the masjid. None of the people of the masjid know him. And Islam is not joking. Islam is not kidding. Islam is just not to say it and go do whatever you like. No. Islam is a respect. Islam is a belief. Islam is a duties to do. No. That is Islam. So if he doesn't pray, then where is Islam? Where is Islam? I'm not talking about somebody who sometimes pray in the masjid, sometimes pray home. At least, yani the imam and some others will know him because they see him sometimes. But somebody who constantly doesn't come to the masjid and he is neighbor of the masjid, where is Islam? For that we say, Ikhwan, we have to be yani just. Not anybody say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is considered to be Muslim. The munafiqeen, the hypocrites, said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But Allah Ta'ala said that they are in the lowest rank of Jahannam. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Why? It is because, as the brother said, they say by their tongue what they don't believe by their heart. Now, so we need to learn about that. طيب, لا إله إلا الله has a meaning. What does لا إله إلا الله mean, Ikhwan? Who can volunteer to us?
No God but one.
No God but one. Who's this one? Who's this Buddha?
Only one is Allah.
Sorry?
worship only one God.
All worship belongs to Allah.
All worship belongs to Allah. Sorry, there. Save it for a while. Anybody else?
No one to worship truly except God.
No one to be worshipped truly except God. Anyone else?
There's only one God who is Allah, and the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his prophet messenger.
Okay, there is only one God who is Allah. What about Krishna? What about Krishna?
One and only.
Huh?
One and only God.
One and only God. Now,
what do you do, my brother? Only praise to Allah.
Only praise to Allah.
Nobody else.
Nobody else. Sorry, I hear some.
There's only there's la ilaha illallah. There's no God, no Allah except Allah.
What do you mean by no Allah except Allah? Yeah true. No Allah except Allah.
We worship only Allah.
Okay. You mean to say no God but Allah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just post it for a while. And I'm alone.
There's no deity where we worship except Allah.
Excellent. This adheres with that, adheres with this. No deity worthy of worship or deserves worship except Allah. Why do we need to say worthy of worship, deserves worship, has the right to be worshipped? Why do we need to say that? Anybody can tell me why?
Allah created us to worship Him.
Excellent. Allah is the one who created us. Allah is the one who created, is the only one who created us. Did Allah create us along with some other helpers, help them?
Yeah.
Was there any helper assisted Allah in creating us?
No.
Him alone, right? Him alone. So, He alone deserves to be worshipped. He alone deserves to be worshipped. Not any others. Not any others, right? Okay. This La ilaha illallah, ikhwan, has two pillars. Two pillars in it. Who can discover them? And tell me that. No, not you too. Why is it to be not you too? Because they were in the classes there in ICT. I don't know. We'll come back to them later when no one is.
Worship is Allah as the ilah, worshipping Him, Azzawajal, and also worship, and also the other side is. Tawheed-e-Uluhiyah, in terms of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's part of that Shahada.
Excellent. But I still add a definition, but not the pillar. I need the pillar. There are only two pillars. Let me take one of Harun.
Who that worships,
and the second
pillar
is also worship only for Allah. You sensing? Hassan, tell me the delay for that. He said, Harun said, it is negation and affirmation. You negate worship from anything being worshipped. Whether it is a stone, a tree, a sun, a moon, a man, whatsoever, you say, I disbelieve in all this. And I believe in only one, which is Allah. What is it? Yes. No, I'm not scratching it. Huh? Select from mine. I don't know. No, this does not give me the feelers. Anybody? Okay. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, I want you just to, you all know it. You all know it. Just focus. Right. Let's take from one ayah before it. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum la ta'khudhu sinatun wa la nawm lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardh man dha alladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhnihi يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسي السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Now, what is it?
لا إكرام.
Huh? No, what is after it?
لا إكرام.
I will take from the youth, inshallah. You know? What comes after that kursi? Right.
طيب.
أوكي فمن يفعل الطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لم تصام لها والله سميع عليم. Where is now the pillars of لا إله إلا الله in this ayah? Try to think and discover. حسين هذا ما شاء الله نعم. فمن يكفر بالطاغوت, what is this? This is the negation. This is the proof for negation. And ويؤمن بالله, this is the affirmation. Anybody wants to be a Muslim has first of all, يعني he cannot be Muslim when he say آمنت بالله. No, he cannot be Muslim until he say I disbelieve in all these deities and I believe in Allah alone. Because Allah Ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. بِالطَّاغُوتِ are the false deities. So you have to deny first. The scholars say about this one principle, they say one qaida. They say, it is the qaida that they say, they call it, subhanAllah, see it. التخلية ثم التحلية, التخلية ثم التحلية. You guys who are background of Indian, Bengalis, Pakistanis, you are going to know something of what I say in Arabic. You know word khali, khali,
huh?
Empty. Empty. MashaAllah. Here is the word khali. Khali means empty. They use it in Urdu. Am I right? Yeah, they say khali. Khali means empty. And tahliya from the word hulu. And hulu means sweet. Right? Or beautiful. Now, you have a cup. This cup has some, let's say, some yani drink from yesterday, some milk from yesterday. But now you want to drink water. What are you going to do? Just pour water and drink? What do you do?
You clean it. You clean it.
Clean it. You make it khali. Right? Khali from anything. And then you put your water, your honey, your sweet syrup, tahliya. Then you beautify it. This is the heart. You have first of all to empty it from anything linked to it. Like the Christians, their heart linked to the cross, Jesus, etc. The Buddhists, their heart is linked to Buddha. The Hindus, their heart linked to the Brahma. And the Sikh, their heart linked to Gurunana or Krishna.
Gurunana. The Hindu have plenty of God.
Plenty, yeah. Not only one God, yeah, I know. And when you go to Africa, you'll see people worship hundreds and thousands of gods. For this person to be Muslim, he first of all need to cut all this relations. Cut all this relations. And empty the heart from inside. Clean it, clean it. No more links to these things. Khalas. Finish. I distrust them. And then I fill it with the love of Allah. Love of Allah. and I direct it only to Allah. By the meaning, if you are sick, what do you say? Oh Allah, cure me. Some people still say, oh Granada, treat me, cure me. Oh Buddha, cure me. Oh this, oh this. And some Muslims say, oh Mawlana, cure me. Oh Jilani, cure me. Oh Sijani, cure me. Oh this, oh many, many, many sheikhs being called in amongst the Muslims. And what's wondering me is that we Muslims name the Christians kuffar because they worship Isa. And Isa is a prophet, messenger. Now, one of the five great messengers. But we never name anyone who call Mawlana, Mawlana, Mawlana kafir. Subhanallah. The one who called prophet kafir, the one who called Mawlana is not kafir. This is strange. This sounds strange, yeah? Now, we don't want to get into naming them kafir or not, but I say, why shouldn't he think? Naam? So, La ilaha illallah has these two pillars, negation and affirmation. La ilaha illallah cannot benefit except with eight conditions. You have to have these eight conditions. You have to. Without them, La ilaha illallah, especially when you are able to have them and you ignore them, that's not good. As I told you, someone say, he comes to the masjid and he says, Ya Imam, I want to be Muslim. Alhamdulillah, okay, come for. We teach you Islam. Okay, now say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. He said it. Okay, this is the program. Inshallah, from tomorrow, you come, we teach you. Tomorrow come, this man didn't come. After tomorrow didn't come. 1 week back didn't come. 1 month didn't come. 1 year didn't come. What Muslim is he then? What Muslim? Just say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and go back to discos, drugs, girls, riba. It's, what Muslim? He got to learn about his deen. He got to learn. Now, because Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, oh Muhammad, are those who know, are those who have knowledge, and those who do not have knowledge, are equal? It cannot be. Cannot be. Okay. These eight conditions are as follows. Please concentrate with me. Listen carefully to what I'm going to say. And ask yourself why I'm saying them. Do I have them or I need to have them now on? The first one is knowledge. You cannot be Muslim if you have no knowledge. What do you mean by no knowledge? Any, no Muslim except the scholars, ulama? La, la, la. No. We don't say that. We don't mean that. But we mean you cannot say La ilaha illallah and you don't know who is Allah. The knowledge of your God, your Lord. You don't know now? No problem. But you continue, you don't know? That's the problem. You spend all of your life, you don't know. The masjid is here. The markaz is there. You don't come and ask. You don't listen. You come to the Jum'ah late just by the Salah. You don't want to listen, nothing. So this is not correct, therefore. This is not correct. Muslim cannot be like that. Muslim cannot be like that. Muslim is on this earth, is not to work and earn money and have big houses. No, no, no. Muslim is not like that. We are here temporarily only. And we are here to work for the other life. No? We are here not to stay here. We are here to work for our other life. And as much good work you do, as big palace you have in the Jannah. And as big palace you have in the Jannah, as more hur'een you have in it.
أزمون حرين ها هارون عن حسين أزوي أزمور حور عين يقيت إذن أزمور بتب لعي في عاص أزمور closer you be towards Allah you go high till you come to the level of the Siddiqeen just below the prophets. What a good neighborhood in the Jannah. All the Jannah is good, but of course when you be neighbor to the prophets and messengers it's something, but you cannot get it by I hope Ya Allah give me that. Okay, dua is good, but you have to do something. You know, you learn about your religion. Now, so then the first one, knowledge. You have to know knowledge. Second, do you want me to go through the evidences of all these, or we just go by points? And inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala permit us, we meet once again, we make a course for it. Because if we just say the dalil now, it may take longer time, and at the same time, it will go quickly. But I promise you, honestly, I came a lot to London, but this is the first time I come to a second good Muslim community in London. Honestly, in the whole UK. First, which I'm very familiar with, Brixton. And this time, first time in ICT, in Croydon, and now this masjid. MashaAllah, very beautiful.
Hayakumullah.
Very beautiful. Alhamdulillah. So, the first is knowledge. The second is... Yaqeen. Who said yaqeen? No. Oh, mashallah. Muhammad. Yaqeen. Yaqeen means certainty. You all know yaqeen. In Urdu, there is yaqeen. Meaning certainty. If you have doubt, some people say, see, what's the matter? I don't believe in what Muslims say. If it is true, I will win with them. If it is not true, I'm not losing nothing. This iman is not good. This iman will lead you to Jahannam only. You have to be definite. You have to be certain in your belief. Not maybe, maybe. Maybe, maybe doesn't benefit you. You have to be certain. You cannot say, maybe there is Allah, maybe there is not. No, this is not iman. This is not iman. Right? You have to be certain. Then, sincerity, mashallah. Hussein. Sincerity. You got to be sincere. You got to be sincere. You say, I believe in Allah that He is the only true God, deserves to be worshipped. Okay, and then. You call the Adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You lead the prayer, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Finish the prayer, Oh Mawlana Jilani, Mawlana Tijani. Where is this? No, this doesn't link. Ikhwan, this does not link. Because you said, Ashhadu an la ilaha. And then you said, Iyaka, only you we worship, only you we seek help with. So why you go through others? Why you go through others? Huh? You have to be sincere. And let me give you one example. We have two kings. One king has opened door for all the people to come and speak to him. The other one, impossible to get to him. Except if you know one minister, if you know one relative of the king, maybe he takes you too. Now, how you will approach each one of these? Can anybody tell me? You want to see this king who's open door, and you want to see this king which is closed door. how you are going to approach every one of them? Yeah, no. You have one king, his door is open all the time for anybody. The other king, his door is closed. He doesn't accept, he doesn't allow anybody except those who are close to him. Now, you want to go to this one and you want to go to this one. No. You want.
There's no doubt that you will get it.
No, you did not understand what I mean. I mean,
the first one you go with an open heart.
Excellent.
The second one you have to go with money.
With money,
yes.
With somebody, with through somebody. Now, now, which one is easier?
First one.
Which one is more popular and people like?
First one.
First one, because he's opening the door. Now, can a king in this world be more generous than Allah? Look to this ayah, ikhwan. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala said, as in the ayat of fasting in Siyam, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. Do you know, ya ikhwan, in Arabic, وَإِذَا أو وَإِذَا will mean an answer of قُل. But Allah Ta'ala did not say to Muhammad, قُل. Why? To make it direct between you and him. Direct. فإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying to you, I'm close to you and I respond to your call, but you insist, no, I'll go through the wali. How come? I'm not telling you an opinion of a scholar, I'm telling you ayah in the Quran. Is this ayah in the Quran, Sheikh? Imam? Two imams here. Two imams here know that this ayah is Surah Al-Baqarah. You go to Surah Al-Baqarah, you bring Mus'ab, now I show it to you. So why we still insist? No, we have to go through the wali. We go through nobody. Our God is so generous, is extremely generous. Nobody is like him. He opened it for us anytime, anywhere, by any time. Even the dumb people still can ask Allah. Even by Allah knows what they want. Right? Naam Hussein.
Usually people think they feel they're not skilled enough to ask in that direction.
Okay, that's correct. Now we'll come back to the example of the two kings. The king who is opening his door, he opened the door, but he put a sign, please don't come to me except clean. Clean, take shower, and put new clothes and come to me. Do you hesitate to do that? Do you say, I don't want to go to this king because you want me clean? I will go to the other one through very difficulties. Easy thing for you, go take shower, put new clothes, come to the king. Now, it's true, we are not clean. In our heart, in our deeds. What we need to do? Clean ourselves and go to our Lord. Easy. Simple. Very easy. And when you need to clean yourself, you don't need to expose your mistakes to people. You don't need to go to the wali in the grave and somebody there, somebody here, listening. Ya wali, I am deathly in zina. Ya wali, I stole money. You don't need to do that. In your house, when your wife, children sleep, you awake, make wudu, pray to rak'ah, and you say, Ya Allah, I'm your slave, miskeen, weak. I committed this mistake. Oh Allah, forgive me. Immediately. Forgiven. Take it from me immediately. If you are honest, sincere, will be forgiven. How come I say definitely? Allah Ta'ala said in the Hadith Qudsi, Prophet said, every night, when the last part of the night is remaining, Allah descends down to the first layer of heaven and say, is there anybody asking me to forgive him? I will forgive him. Definite. Now, so instead of going to Allah through mediators, be sincere and go to him alone. That's it. You didn't need nothing.
very easy and simple. But we people make it difficult. We people make it difficult. This is the fourth. What is the fourth? Being truthful, which is honesty, which we call it honesty, sidq. When you say La ilaha illallah, you have to be honest. You don't just say it to please the sheikh or the uncle, because he's your relative or uncle or like that, or you want to marry his daughter and say, Aisha, I believe in Allah, and you can pray just because. No, akhi, be honest with your Lord. Be honest with your Lord. Nah? Be straight. The fifth.
Love.
When you say La ilaha illallah, you got to love Allah. You got to love everything and everyone Allah loves. Who Allah loves? Allah loves whom? Prophets and messengers.
Angels,
malaika,
kitab,
kutub,
ulama,
ulama, the saddiqeen, okay, the shuhada, pious people in general, salihin, the pious ones. So you love them all. You love them all. Of course, the masjid, haram, Mecca and Medina and places of worship. You love all these things. You love the Quran. You love. You have to love. You cannot say, okay, I love Allah, but the angels, I'm not so sure. No. This is not Iman. You are not a Muslim. You have to believe in them. You have to love them all. Every angel, every messenger and prophet, every book that Allah descended, you have to love them. You have to love every pious person. And pious, what is the meaning of pious? We mean, the pious one. High prestige people? No. But Allah Ta'ala said, sorry?
Those who follow the
sorry?
Those who follow the
excellent. Those who follow the righteous path. Allah Ta'ala defined them in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala said, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. So, those who believe and fear Allah in their life, these are the awliya. These are the awliya. Five. Fifth. Sixth. Oh, today is the day of Hussein. Right, Hussein. Go ahead. You all have to say, Mashallah, Tabarakallah. Submission. True. Submission. What is the submission? You submit what? Submit money? No, submission. You submit all of your case to your Lord. Meaning, you submit your heart to your Lord. You accept everything that he commands you. You submit your case to your Lord. Now, five, the seventh. Seven. Seven. What is the seven?
Al-Inqiyad.
Al-Inqiyad or Al-Qabool? Al-Qabool. Qabool means the acceptance. Accept everything comes for you to you from Allah. The good destiny and the one that harms you. Not when Allah Ta'ala blessed you with a BMW, you loved it. Oh, thank you Allah. Alhamdulillah. And be worshipful and be grateful to your Lord. You bought it. You get to the masjid, come back. You found it bombed. Why? Why, Allah? No. You start objecting. And you start
That's bad. You have to accept the good and the bad. We don't mean by accept, yani, you don't claim your rights. No, not claim. And if you know the one who hits it, you go and claim. Repair my car, no problem. But don't object your Lord. One guy, they say, there was one young guy, young man. He, mashallah, started worshiping, and he loved worshiping. And he worships a lot, and always in the masjid. Everybody say that he is the vision of the masjid. He is the spider of the masjid. He never leaves the masjid. This young man has a girl cousin, and he wanted to marry her. He proposed her to her father, but her father didn't like it. He said, no, I'm not going to marry my daughter. This boy was sad. He returned to the masjid, prayed, asked Allah. Went back, rejected. Third time, rejected. After the third time of rejection, he said, Ya Allah, I worship you all these years, and I ask you only to make me marry this girl. You didn't make it for me, I'm not going to worship. This is kufr. This is kufr. Now, one day in Jeddah, during the Gulf War, when the Universal Armies attacked Iraq, I was coming out of my workplace when one of Muslim is from one of the Muslim countries. He works as car washing. He looked at me and he said, Sheikh, what's this happening in Iraq? Where is he? I said, astaghfirullah. This is kufr. You cannot say that. Where is he? This is kufr. You cannot object. It is because of our sins, our mistakes, our dhunub, our disobedience. Because he already told us, ما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. Whatsoever calamity falls on you, it's because of your earnings, of your hands. And he, Allah Ta'ala, did not. And he, Allah Ta'ala, forgives a lot. Yani, this is not all the punishment you deserve. But Allah forgives. So we have acceptance. You have to accept the destiny, the good and the bad.
Because sometimes he can present something from you that you like.
Yeah.
عسى أن تكرهوا شيئا
وهو خير لك ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا
وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا
وهو شر لك
والله يعلم
وأنتم لا تعلمون أحسن. Sometimes you are waiting for a new child. The child is born. Out of sudden the child died. You have to accept. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us, لله ما أخذ ولله وله ما أعطى وكل شيء عنده بأجر مسمى. هكذا. He, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us, when his son passed away, Ibrahim, he said, لله ما أخذ وله ما أعطى. It is all what Allah takes belongs to him, and all what he gives belongs to him. And everything is determined to, is related to a determined ajal, or death, or eid, or destiny. So, you have to accept. You have to accept. And the seven?
Eight.
This is the seven?
Right.
That, we're in the seven. Seven, which you said it, and then we jumped over.
Seven
words of seven. Inqiyad. Inqiyad. He said inqiyad, and then we responded. Oh, yeah. But he forgot it. Intiyad. What does intiyad mean? Okay. لا غير قبول الانتياد. Intiyad is to احنا قلنا امتياز
submission.
نعم. To submit meaning امتياز means to go smoothly with what Allah Ta'ala commands you to either do or not to do. For example, you say I'm a Muslim and you hear the adhan, Allah hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, and you turn away. Where is the imtiyad? When you are told hayya ala salah, you have to come. Hayya means come.
Obedience.
Obedience. You are able to perform hajj. Let's make it next year. How you guarantee you live until next year? How do you guarantee? You go this year, this time. If you are able financially, health-wise, why don't you go? Selfishness? Because, oh, the price is too much. If you are not able financially, no problem. But he has money, but he says, why should I pay all this money? And then you go and buy, you know, accessories, luxuries, new furniture, new car, new mobile phone without brands. Huh? But when it comes to Hajj, oh, how much? Oh, maybe, how much it is now?
$3,000.
$3,000. Too much, huh? Too much. But he has a car, which is not bad. Still good condition. No, I want Mercedes, BMW. Ferrari is my computer. That's why I did it. So, he be selfish for the sake of Allah. No, the masjid is calling. Ya Ikhwan, we need donation, otherwise we are going to close down. Akhi. It doesn't pay. This is not good. This is not good. Pay, yani submit to what Allah Ta'ala calls you to and what Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. This is how, yani I'll give you one example. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Medina has suffered of low rain, or no rain, you could say. Up until there was no food in Medina. Uthman ibn Affan had a caravan of goats, came from Asham, 700 camels, full loads of food and different things. All the businessmen in Medina came to Uthman, because Uthman was a wholesale man. Those or retail, they came to him. Okay, Uthman, we buy. We give you this. So I found, we'll pay more. Okay, more. I found, until he reached 7 times of what they paid. They said, who can pay more than that? He said to them, I found who pay me 700 times than what you pay. 700 times. I said, no, Uthman, you're joking. Nobody pays 700 times. He said, Allah Ta'ala said that he pays me 700 times. And he said, this is Fisabilillah. All the 700 caravan, the camels. All the 700 camels caravan. Fisabilillah. Talha ibn Ubaidillah had a garden just to the Qibla of the Masjid ibn Nabawi. Has the best well in Medina. Well has which the most sweet water in Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to that well. He used to like it. He used to go there and drink from it. Talha ibn Ubaidillah hear that there is an ayah descended. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You won't reach the level of birr, piety, in reality, until you spend out of what you love.
What we do usually, the bounds are in the buckets. We love bounds. But we have the
coins.
Nothing is, it's not that yani. Every time we put it to the masjid. But the bounds here. You know? No, this is not the way. This is not the way. So, Talha ibn Ubaidullah came immediately to Rasulullah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I hear this ayah was descended recently. He said, yes. He said, then you know my garden. He said, yeah. He said, this is fi sabilillah. He said, this is fi sabilillah. Many stories. What should I tell you? One day Rasulullah was sitting with his companions when a young man, orphan, came to Rasulullah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm building a fence wall between my farm and the farm of so-and-so, my neighbor. But in the middle, there is a palm tree. I said to him, this palm tree is on the way. You either give me this palm tree so I bring the wall this side. Sell it for me. Or give it to Sabilillah. The man refused. He called the man. Rasulullah called the man. He said, his companion as well. He said to him, give him the tree. He said, no, I don't want to give it to you. So I can sell it for him. He said, I don't want to sell it. Then a young man was there called Abu Dahdah. He said, Rasulullah said to the man, give him the tree and there will be one tree for you in the Jannah. You know what does it mean when you say one tree in the Jannah? There is no tree like this in the street. Every tree in the Jannah means big, big dominion. Rasulullah said, one tree, the shade of it, you need to ride a fast horse and you cut the shade in 100 years. Running. This is the shade. Imagine if this is the shade of the tree. What about the boundaries? Nah? So the man said, no, Ya Rasulullah, I want my tree. Abu Dahdah was sitting. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what did you say? A tree in the Jannah? He said, yeah, a tree in the Jannah. He said, Akhi, do you know my garden? He said, who doesn't? It's the best garden in Medina. He said, do you accept it for your tree? He said, yes, and make a witness now. So he does not return back. Abu Dahdah said, Ya Rasulullah, be witness that I gave him the garden for that tree and that tree for this young man. Fi sabilillah. And for that, the man does not hesitate and say, oh, what a mistake I made. He immediately, Abu Dahdah, left the place. He's gone to his garden, and for this farm, his house is inside it. The well that he drinks from it is inside. It's everything for him. He did not enter. He was outside and he called the family. Ya Umm al-Dahdah. Ya Umm al-Dahdah, his wife, was surprised. What? This is the first time he called from outside. She said, what is this, Abu Dahdah? Why are you all shouting from outside? He said, please bring the kids and come out. I saw the garden. She said, what? For whom you sold it? He said, I sold it for Allah. She said, this is the best cell. And she immediately got the children and went out. She subhanAllah. Okay? Now we don't want you to sell your house for the masjid. Just donate some paper. We don't want to see much coins. We want to see paper. Now? So, acceptance, Ikhwan, submission. And the last condition is Al-Kufr bima yu'bad min dunillah. Disbelief in everything being worshipped other than Allah. Everything. Disbelief meaning what? I don't disbelieve in Isa. I believe in Isa. I love Isa. I disbelieve in him as a God. But I believe in him as a messenger. I disbelieve in him as a son of God. But I believe in him as a miracle that Allah created. Nah? But I love Isa, I love Musa, I love Muhammad, I love Jilani,
I love Jilani. Abdul Qadir Jilani, I love him. He's wali. But I disbelieve in him as a God to be worshipped besides Allah. I believe in him as a wali. I love him as a wali. Now, so these are the eight conditions of La ilaha illallah. In regard to Muhammad Rasulullah, it's not correct, anybody just say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And then, there are four things you have to do to prove your shahada. Four things you have to do to prove your shahada to Muhammad Rasulullah. To prove that you are a real witness of Muhammad Rasulullah. What are these four? Ta'atuhu fima amar. You have to obey him in everything he commanded you. Everything. Now. Okay, welcome. Ta'atuhu fima amar. You obey him in everything he commanded you. As per your ability. As per your ability. We all agree? As per your ability. I've looked to what people do today. Do they obey Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as their ability or as their what they like? What they like? It's as per their desire. Excuse me for this example. Malish. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in more than five hadith, he said, draw your beard, leave your beard, wear your beard. Now, where is the disability to shave your beard? There is no disability. It's only a desire. I don't like it. If you want to be a real follower of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you do what he commanded you. You do what he loved, what he liked. Now, you do what he liked, what he loved, what he commanded you. Grow your beard. Now, oh, but people look at me. People looked at Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People mock me. They mock Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They might speak evil of me. They spoke evil of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Are you going to be better than him? You're not going to be better than him. Now, so you obey him, but as your ability. As Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مُسْتَطَعْتُمْ. If I command you with anything, you do of it as you can. But not as you like. People deal with the sunnah of Rasulullah as you like. You like it, do it. You don't like it, leave it. لا أخي. It's not correct. طاعته فيما أمر. وتصديقه فيما أخبر. And you have to believe him in everything he told you about. But you need to make sure that this hadith is authentic. Now, one man came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, he's Badu, you know the Badu? They desert people. They are rough and they are not so gentle and they don't have knowledge. He came, the Arabs used to wear big sleeves. Now, he came hiding something in his sleeve. And he says, Ya Muhammad, people say, I don't believe it up until my lizard believe it and what he said, who is your lizard? He said, here it is. He said, lizard, who am I? Lizard spoke with voice. Said, you are Muhammad Rasulullah. Imam said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah, Ya Ikhwan, Ishabit Adam. But I guess I was there. I'm going to be able to flip it off. And it happened 1,400 years ago. But because the hadith is authentic, I believe it like I see it. Rasulullah said to the Sahaba, and he said to them that One day, the Shiva was with his sheep, and one came and took a plow and said, running away. So the Shiva chased him until he got the sheep back alive. Then they walked up at him and he said, who's going to do the business? And in the day when there is no one to sit near the head, the Sahaba said, what can I say? The Prophet said, I believe that me, Abu Bakr Umar will not be there. But when they were asked, he said, yeah, we believe it. He didn't have that, but he believed it because he is Rasulullah. Abu Bakr Umar said, when Rasulullah was taken in the journey of Isra and Mi'raj, in one night, was taken from Mecca till Bayt al-Maqdis and this time, and he did prayer, all the prophets and messengers were there, and then he was raised to the heavens, got through all the heavens, and to the Jannah, he went to Allah, and Allah took him to Rasulullah, he went up down, sit up, and he came. Same night, people were placed there sleeping. In the morning, he got the chance now to fetch Muhammad. From Mecca to Philistine was 1 foot June. So they said, nobody's coming. This is so. Who is Peter Sartre? His close friend, Allah. This is he now. What is doing the same? They went to the Prophet and they said, did you hear what the Prophet said? He said, what did he say? He said, last night you were sent to make the Moses, and the Prophet was going to the heavens, to the seven days of heavens, and he spoke to the Lord, and he came back while we were sleeping. So did he say? He said, yes, he said it.
Believe him, that he is the God.
And they, the believers, Allah will make them able to be on the instant of this prayer. Kaf, Ra, Ra, means Kaf. So they disbelieve. But the Kaf, Ra, Mu'min, goes to the last absolute Iman, because they don't know who is God. And they believe. And he will say, you enter the Masjid. It's for the Masjid, it's for him. It's a place for Allah. And those who disbelieve in this, they will live in the fire. It's fire. But it's the death. So this news is something you have to believe. You have to believe. Now, so this will be not as well. Now, as we see not as bad and was the death. And everything he told you is forbidden. Come to it, you have to stop. You have to avoid. You don't say, I can't know. Ability here doesn't exist. Ability and command. But if you forbid, you have to stop. You have to stop. You don't say, let me go back to the no, you have to stop. You know this is how? You have to stop. Oh, but my people, no people, nothing. You have to stop. You don't displease Allah by pleasing people. Yeah? And last, Allah يُعْبَدْ اللَّهُ لَلِمَنْ شَرَقَ مَحَمْسَ. We don't practice any worship. It is just what the Prophet Muhammad said. We don't practice any worship. Man, male, some people said, this is something good. How can it be good if Rasulullah didn't know it? Impossible to be good. But the Imam Ahmad, Imam Shafi, Imam Ali, Imam Hanifa, these, all this, we love, respect it, they are above our head. But the Rasulullah is the most important. No one comes above Rasulullah. No one. So, if you see that Imam said it, okay, where is the food from Rasulullah? One day, three or four, Ibn Abdullah ibn Abbas was sitting, teaching the people about the Hajj. He said to the people, you can only do Hajj and Hajj. The people said to him, Abu Bakr and Umar said, he said to them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, I don't recommend this position, but I said, look to the way how he is doing this. He said to them, Rasulullah said, what did they say? They did not say, but also Rasulullah said, and they said, also Rasulullah said, as I said, this would be logic. They said, Abu Bakr and Umar said, it's about that the heavens told you. I said, Rasulullah said, you refuse it, but Abu Bakr said, Umar said. And now look, who's Abu Bakr and Umar? And we were on the same level. Malik, Abu Hanifa, Shafi, Ahmad, tell me what the Lord is Abu Bakr and Umar. Yeah, the biggest part of the prophets. Although that, Abdullah and Abbas said to them, this is not a good way of taking this. Abu Bakr said, to refute what the Rasulullah said. Rather than that, he said, the Imams said, all the Imams. The first one, Abu Hanifa. In history, he's number one. After it came Mal, after it came Shari, after it came Iran. All these four Imams, I have quotations, authentic from them. Every one of them said, whatever they authenticated in the hadith, that is the matter. Yes, hadith was the matter. And some said, I, as a chef, I said, if I say something, and you saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you find Rasulullah say something different, you take my statement and screw it for all of it. Of course, people will have anybody Muslim, say he's Muslim, go back to Muhammad. And alhamdulillah, Bukhari, Muslim. During the time from after Sahaba until the time, let's say, you see, Allah Ta'ala created some special people. They are not talking in other spirits, and they are not talking in other souls. That is of Imam Bukhari, Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Abu Dawud, Imam Muslim, Imam Ahmad, Imam, this Imam who are specialized in Hadith. Everyone of the best Imam Bukhari is about the loss of 100,000 Hadith with the narration. I'll tell you one example. Imam Bukhari, he came to Damascus. The people of Damascus already knew that he is very good in Christ. They brought 100 hadith. 100 hadith. And this was the hadith and the narration. The narration of the hadith is the hadith. The narration of the swap. They crumbled out this hadith. And the Imam Bukhari of here wants you with 100 persons with يعني recite you hadith. This is okay. Another case. He cannot fabricate because you know, as the hadith Rasulullah sallam said, as in Bukhari, on the third of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, said, حدثوا عن بني إسرائيل ولا حرج، بلغوا عني ولو آية، حدثوا عن بني إسرائيل ولا حرج، ومن كذب عليه متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Whatever. So, يعني lie on me intentionally, let him then, yeah, let him then he has reserved his seat in Jahannam. Now, if he fabricates the hadith, but once he said to you, I heard one of the today's Sufis imams on one TV channel, he's Arab. He said, they criticized us for building dome on the grave. How? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa built domes on the graves of their deceased people at the time of Rasulullah, and he did not say nothing. This hadith in Sahih Muslim. Wallahi, ya ikhwan, I checked Sahih Muslim, I never found this hadith. I found in Sahih Muslim a hadith criticized this. When Zainab bint Jahsh came from Abyssinia, she said, ya Rasulullah, in there, because she migrated to Habasha first. She said, ya Rasulullah, at Habasha, we saw the people there build domes on the graves of the awliya. You say, yeah, those are people in the fire. Those are people when anybody of their awliya dies, they bury him in the masjid and build a dome on him. Now, so this hadith in Sahih Muslim, and it criticized this, but he lies to the people and he says, in Sahih Muslim, because the people, the common people, will not go and check. No problem. He will carry the...
With regards to the hadith, we normally can find, for example, within the Salah, you know, when people pray, for example, some put it in their chest, and some put the hands, like on the belly button, going towards the downloads. So some say, oh, there's a hadith to support this, or some, like you said, just, you know, follow the imam. But do we have any explanation for this within the salah?
Okay, I wanted to speak about salah, in fact, and the second pillar, but the time is past. But I promise you, inshallah, we're going to do a complete course about the pillars of Islam in the near future, inshallah. But we have to know that Salah consists of conditions which any of them is missed and found missed, then the whole Salah is not accepted. Then we have pillars. Then we have conditions. Then we have sunan. Positioning the hand before ruku', after ruku', on the chest, on the poly button, to the side, this is considered the sunnah. The proper hadith said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, أمرنا نحن معاشر الأنبياء أن نضع ميامننا على شمائلنا على صدورنا في الصلاة. said, we the prophets are commanded to place our right hand over our left hand over our chest. What does this mean? Chest. This is the chest. This is not chest. This is not chest. This is stomach. This is not chest. This is belly button. This is not chest, but only this is the chest. And some people go very extreme and they put it here. This is not chest, this is the throat. This is the throat, this is not chest. The chest is here. Now, but if someone prays like this, I can't say that his salah is not valid or he is mubtadi. No. I say, ya ikhwan, my advice to you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Now your duty is to go and seek how he prayed. Don't seek how the Shaykh prayed. All of your questions, how Rasulullah prayed. If you found how Rasulullah did pray, then touch it. This is the best. And alhamdulillah, there are books. For example, Shaykh Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, compiled a book. All a hadith. It's not his, what he yani, understands. A hadith. A hadith of Rasulullah. Pray. Sheikh bin Baz has one. Sheikh Azim. Further than that, Imam Bukhari, in his book, there is Kitab al-Salah. Follow that. Now, you will be safe. Imam Bukhari, don't say, oh, he is, yani, Hanbali, he is Maliki, he is Shafi. No, no, no. Imam Bukhari belongs to none of these. He is Imam Hadith, Imam Muhaddith. Oh, follows the Hadith. Naam? I think, yani, then I suppose. And you may have some other commitments, and we do so. But inshallah ta'ala, as you guys were too kind and generous with me and gave me this opportunity to come and talk here, and inshallah, I would never be less kind than you, and I promise you, in any occasion that I'm here in London, I'll come and visit this masjid. Bi-idhnillah, at least to see this blessed places and be happy to speak to you. Jazakumullah khair. Allahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala al-sahib.